well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you are all having a fantastic week so far, and I'm here just to make your day a little bit better. And also, for those of you who are tuning in right now and are just in love while listening, hope you had a terrific Valentine's Day. You are now listening to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you all so much for joining me this afternoon. Now, if you were not aware, it is now Lunar New Year. It is a new year. As according to the lunar calendar created by the Chinese, it is the year of the monkey. So for those of you born in 1992 or 2004, I hope that you will have a fantastic year filled with prosperity and just amazing growth and all around good fortune. So first up, straight from the dungeons of Unpretty Rap Star, it is Yezzy of Fiestar. Now her single is called Cider. Yezzy was a contestant on Unpretty Rap Star season 2, and although she did not win, she had probably one of the best experiences on the show. She had essentially what was a rebirth. Now at first when she was on the show, she wasn't all that enthusiastic about it, but after a while, the happenings on the show, it seemed to really ignite a fire within her. And there was one incident where she just went so hard, she created this thing called Crazy Dog, and that essentially became iconic for many female MCs in Korea. Now, what happened is that she wanted to rip the competition, no mercy afterwards, and that's actually because she was up for elimination in one episode, and then she had a one last ditch effort to save herself. That's where she came up with Crazy Dog, and that's actually how she came about to eventually debut as a solo MC with her EP Foresight Dream. Now Cider, once again, it's the single, and it's produced by Rhymer, a veteran artist and founder of Brand New Music, one of the largest independent record labels in South Korea. And this one is absolutely amazing. Here's a fun little fact. After she came up with the whole idea of Crazy Dog, and she was saved in that round, and the people who were up for elimination with her, who had a chance to save themselves, they were eliminated. And she said afterwards, "I want to thank myself." Now that is just absolutely boss. That is so fierce. So let's check it up now. Yezzy with Cider.
It's so good, like post to be. Money and fame, not yet one. 맞출까 톡톡 사이다 flow 해보는 말하지 너와 내 가위바위보 할 거면 제대로 와 지났단 소리 나네 내 걱정 따위 집어쳐놔 할 거나 해 사이다 사 사이다 사이다 사 사이다 사이다 사 사이다 이제 확실하게 알겠니 이게 너와 내 차이야 눈치 따윈 보지 않아 할 말은 해 할 거면 제대로 와 집에 딴 소리해 뭘 좀 말해야지 뭘 더 할 거 아냐 손톱 물어뜯는 너 말야 너 눈치 따윈 보지 않아 할 말은 해 할 거면 제대로 와 집에 딴 소리해 걔 집에 가서 shit's gone 분명 오늘 밤 넌 꾸게 될 거야 예지 뭐
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it 모두 날 따라서 just do it, just do it, just do it Just do it now
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it 모든 날 따라서 just do it, just do it, just do it, just do it now
That was Yeji with Cider, produced by Rhymer, the one behind Puss by AOA's Jimin from Unpretty Rap Star Season 1. Now, because it's the same man behind the song, there is a similarity in the production style, this very bassy, pounding drum beat, and also that kind of that synthesizer horn sort of sound that's going off in the background like that. So if you are interested in that sort of style, I recommend you check out AOA's Jimin's Puss, and also some more from Rhymer, who, again, is a veteran artist, very well respected in the Korean music industry. Now, coming up next from Singapore, it is JJ Lin. Now, the song that this is the song that I didn't get a chance to play last week. If you were tuning in last week, I did mention that there was a song, one last song that I wanted to play, didn't get a chance to get to it. It's called Too Bad, and it's a song essentially about fate. Sometimes in a love situation, the feelings just aren't there. You can't force them or try to create them, and in the end, only more hurt comes about, and it's essentially like lying to yourself. Sometimes you just aren't meant to be together, and that's just too bad. Now, for this one, JJ's very distinct voice really shines through. He's got this very distinct light tenor. It has a very youthful quality, but it also has a lot of strength. It can be strong, but it can also be very, very soothing. Now, I honestly don't think that this song would be as good if anyone but JJ was singing it. So it's off his new album From ME to Myself, and it's his first instance of experimenting with dummy head recording, which is essentially taking what's a mannequin head and then putting two microphones on the ears, one for the right channel, one for the left channel. And then if you lean slightly to the left channel will pick up more. And it really creates this sort of dynamic recording as if you're actually in a situation where they're singing live to you. And it kind of comes through on this song. So let's check it out. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. JJ Lin, Too Bad.
手机也没电，就别冲锋，却看时间。事与愿如为天天不断上演，无能为力的瞬间，骗自己爱能克服一切。 It's too bad, bad, bad 有心人怎么都看不对眼，等待缘分，等感觉，等过多 是谁一直在身边 It's too bad, bad, bad 两颗心无法一起到终点我愿一厢情愿你却越走越远骗自己爱能克服一切
色浓留在下雨天，还没回应手机没电，就别重逢却赶时间，是缘会天天不断闪现，不能为力的瞬间，骗自己爱你克服一切。 It's too bad, 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 有心人怎么都看不对眼，等待缘分等感觉等过多少年，是谁一直在身边。 It's too bad, 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 两颗心无法一起到终点，我愿意想起缘自己爱你克服一切，你坐在这越说越远的境界，何时才能停歇，一次一次没有好好的告别，心偏偏撕裂。 It's too bad, 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 有心人怎么都看不对眼，等待缘分能感觉等过多少年，时间一直在身边。 It's too bad, 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 两颗心无法一起到终点，我愿意相信你却越走越远，骗自己爱你克服一切，骗自己骗去直到此夜。
J.J. Lin with Too Bad. It's just such a great song, very easy on the ears. And I love that he actually really experimented with this one. The Dummy Head recording really came through. And to me, at least, it really did feel like a very genuine live venue sort of environment. It had a very organic sort of feel. And what with the applause, but the fact that the instruments came in a little more crisp, a little more clear, perhaps that's not the best descriptor for a live environment, but it did give off that sort of vibe. If you are interested in seeing JJ's experimental music, do check out his new album From ME to Myself. Now up next, a singer from Taiwan named Jia Jia. She's a singer of Taiwanese Aborigine descent, and she debuted in 2012. And she hasn't actually released an album since 2013. So the song that I have today is called Wang Bu Ji. Essentially, it translates to unforgettable. And more or less, it's about not being able to let go despite making the best efforts to do so, again, in a sort of love situation. And no matter what seems to happen, it just, you can't seem to shake that feeling. You don't really love them anymore, but you can't seem to forget them either. Now, the song itself, it's a ballad track, lots of pianos, but it also has some elements of R&B sprinkled into it. Overall, the production is just very, very melancholy, but the big point of this one is definitely her voice. It has strength, and she just displays it without powering out the notes. So there's no overwhelming the instrumentals like some singers do. And she's singing with it, not over it. And it really creates this nice sort of listening experience. So here's Jia Jia with Unforgettable.
Yeah. 分心，觉得世界还光明。你又回头看了我一眼，我眼前黑暗一片。希望你能放过我，让我开始新的生活。我从求你到求我自己，别再玩着没输赢的游戏。我没有放弃，只是变聪明，终于了解没有所谓的爱情。可是我就是不信，假如他们也与你相遇，真的能全部忘记。睡前还是要想着你，才能安心。
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101. If you're just tuning in now, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much once again for joining me. And if you're just tuning in now, before the break, we heard Jia Jia with Unforgettable, one of the best voices I've heard from Mandarin music in a while. The sort of voice where it's powerful, but it's also soothing. And it doesn't need to be overdone. She doesn't need with that kind of voice to sing in a way that it's kind of overwhelming your ears with her voice, with her belting out those notes. It's just an amazing. She's just an amazing vocalist. So coming up next from South Korea, boy band 17. And contrary to the name, they don't actually have 17 members because they have 13 members. They're divided into... It's an interesting concept. They're divided into three units. One, the vocal unit, who I guess you could say they're the better singers of the group. Number two, they have the hip-hop unit, the group's rappers. And then finally, they have the performance unit, who and the members of that one are the dancers. And they perform together as one group for the most part. And the song from them today is called Manse. And here's an interesting thing. Translating Manse... Literally, if you literally translate Manse, it means essentially 10,000 years, and that's kind of like an expression of reverence that you use for the royal family. If essentially you're saying long live so and so, and historically that's kind of how it was used. This time, more or less, it's just declaring how happy they are to see this girl because she's just so beautiful and has got them all flustered. But no matter everything, it's all good. Hooray! Manse, in this case, means hooray. The song is very upbeat, very fun, and the production is actually quite smooth. The parts of the song move from sung to rap fairly smoothly, and that's coming up next, 17 with Manse, and afterwards, it's a song from this week's Canadian artist, Pride, formerly known as D. Pride. Let's check it out.
So stupid. So just a man. Young and ramp out of pride, I keep it. But we're gonna wait there. But you young, I'm the choice, I got you. I'm so yeah. Come on, it's all I got to. I'm out of my name. You got to share my joy, my joy.
I'm 밥이야 잠깐 나 올래
아무리 바빠도 너를 챙겨 어디를 가도 널 지킬 거야
신기민이 부드러운 손에 깍지도 살며시 꺼볼래 girl
바바바바 girl 더 이상은 미안
Man, we just paid off that lawyer, yeah, I feel like we're in debt. All we need is bleed success, but you ain't felt that feeling yet. You don't succeed unless you fail. Yeah, my mama taught me that, and she got cancer. So I'm fighting just like her in a hospital bed. Man, they pushed me, offered me these deals and never called back. Selling dreams, I ain't up for all that. Shows are canceled, I ain't with it. The top is looking distant, plus nobody wants to give us no assistance. So we'll do it on our own. No help, no wealth. No majors, just ourselves. Where's your team at? They ain't working it up. We've been in the dirt, I know you ain't working like us. Just quit the frontin' and giving us fake budgets and telling me I got talent. You lying, but oh, I love it. I just gotta stay on top of it, dominant. I'll do this on my own, cause that's exactly how I started this.
They don't know the struggle and the things that I see. You could do you, and I'ma do me. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. And the pressure's hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
Yo, fake dreams they gave me. Haters be talking crazy, cause this watch isn't an AP. But look what you bastards made me. I'm built off hate, I got my skills all play. I've witnessed nose to my face, I've witnessed real talk fit. And things hurt you, we put in too much work to have it all gone. Bills are overdue, but I will not fall. Labels tell you, oh, we'll hit you back, they will not call. Or they give you crappy deals to play, where you just sign your life away. And all these A&Rs are idiots that can't all manage. You can fill arenas with these dudes who skipped on talent. But I can't fail, from now on I hate all. This music must be full time, I'll never have a day job. I came in here to take all. Confidence is something I will overdose. Penetrating labels with I told you so's. I will not lose, as long as I got my head in the clouds. I'ma die trying to make my mama proud.
They don't know the struggle and the things that I see. You can do you, and I'ma do me. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. And the pressure's hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
We mixed Mars at the same day we buried my friend. And his son was at the studio right after the funeral. I do this all for him, grinding for my team, sticking through the thick and thin. Mama told me that she only got 5 years to live, crying on my shoulder like, son, remember I told you that you gotta be real famous before I pass away. Just imagine all the pressure a kid could have and it's stressing.
Countless nights and days I stayed in here and I worked so hard. Been knocked down way too much, but still I had to play my part. And the lights flash in and the lights flash out. I'm still here and I won't back down. I know, I know.
I got my back against
the
wall.
They don't know the struggle and the things that I see. You can do you, and I'ma do me. But I wanna fall, cause I have it all. Pressure's hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I wanna fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
That was 17 with Manze. And after that was Pride, formerly known as D-Pride, with Back Against the Wall. explaining how he will fight against the odds and make it to where he wants to be. Very raw, very inspiring. Pride is based in Toronto, and if there's one thing to be said about him, he's a very, very versatile artist. So we'll hear some of his other work in a bit that's in a somewhat different style. So now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It is Asian Entertainment News. The first story on that we have this week, it's on the Asian Drama World. So Drama World, which is a web series, their release date has been announced. Drama World, a web series created by Vicky, is set for an April premiere. The story follows an avid Korean drama fan as she gets to live out the very stories she loves so much as she physically gets sucked into it. The series stars Liv Hewson, Justin Chan, and more, including some high-profile cameos from Choi Si-won and Han Ji-min. So the 10 episodes were filmed in both Los Angeles and Seoul, South Korea, in both the Korean and English languages. So personally, this is something that I probably will not go and seek out because I'm just not a big drama watcher. I can't see this getting very popular, this sort of narrative where a person is just so in love with the drama that they want to change the plot so much, they're so into it that they actually get sucked into the story that they were really only observing. So I can see this being popular amongst some drama fans who have always wanted to live vicariously in some way through something, the stories that they love so much. So we'll leave it at that for now. But the next story that I have is something that's it's interest, let's just say. Chris Wu played in the 2016 NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. The Chinese-Canadian superstar made an appearance at NBA All-Star Weekend in Toronto last weekend. He played for Team Canada, put together by Drake, against Team USA, coached by Kevin Hart. He joined other stars such as professional tennis player Milos Raonic, Tracy McGrady, who actually isn't Canadian, but played for the Toronto Raptors, and the Property Brothers, Drew and Jonathan Scott. He was welcomed onto the court by a large number of his fans who cheered louder than anyone whenever he touched the ball. He ended the night with a few good shots and some points and confusing a fair amount of journalists covering the game. They had no idea who he is and why so many female fans seem to love him so much. A former member of Korean boy band EXO, he has been working in China since 2014, acting, modeling, and releasing solo music. He recently led the walk at Burberry's 2016 Fall Men's Fashion Show. So he's just been absolutely killing it since he left EXO and his old record label SM Entertainment. And the thing is that he's had so much success, but the story in Korea is still that he is somehow flopping. His career is going absolutely nowhere. Now, some crowds have attributed that to SM Entertainment strong-arming the media to make him seem desperate and struggling for cash because he just needs SM Entertainment so much. Others say that it's out of jealousy. Whatever the case is, there's absolutely no denying, if you look at the physical hard evidence, that he is just killing it right now. So if you are interested in watching some of the highlights of the NBA game, you can go and check those out. You might even be able to catch a glimpse of Chris. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune in again next week when we cover some more headlines and some more stories. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, there's more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
That's it, folks. Shindig 2015 is over. After long months of fierce competition, great tunes, and mad skills, late spring came out victorious, becoming the official 32nd winner of Shindig. A big thank you goes out to all the bands who played, giving us a taste of their creative worlds, all the judges who made the competition possible, and to our sponsors for all their support. AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Minuteman Press, Band Merch Canada, and Blue Light Studios. And of course, to all of you who came out and shared the evenings with us. See you all again next year.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste. with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
We're back here live on Asian Wave 101, CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Very humbled that you are joining me this afternoon. Thank you so much. And we got some more music on the show. So the next song that I have is by GEM, G-E-M, Hong Kong pop megastar, with a song called Chuck Close. Now, in November of 2015, she released a new album called Heartbeat, and the concept behind the album is that 11 new tracks, 11 new singles that way, and 11 new music videos, so this is just one of them. The idea behind Chuck Close is that it's kind of like saying that the distance between two people, how it used to be so small, is now growing bigger and bigger. Everything seems to be falling apart. It's ending. And how in the past it seemed to be that any restaurant they could sit and just be in each other's loving presence. How everything just seems to be fading away. Memories, as the one line in the song says, memories are like shooting stars in the night sky. So as usual, this song is a tremendous display of her vocal capabilities, and she's actually taken a much larger creative role in her music than a lot of other people in her position actually do. So let's take a listen to this song. Once again, it's Chuck Close by GEM.
现实的分明，我终于睁开眼睛。
That was Jem with Chuck Close. It's a very expressive song, very melancholy, and you may have noticed that the style is actually very different from the traditional Mandarin music ballads, in that it had a lot of piano, but that wasn't really the focus. It wasn't so cookie-cutter as some of the ballads that that often get released in the Mandarin music. Not to say that they're bad, but it is getting a little bit repetitive, shall we say. So, moving on to the next song, we're continuing with our Canadian Artist of the Week. Once again, it is Pride, formerly known as D Pride, with his 2012 song Bottom Dollar. Now, I mentioned earlier that he is a very versatile artist, and he really shows it on this song. Back Against the Wall was very raw, very, very hardcore, very hard hitting, and very inspirational. And it was rapped. This one is much more fun, it's a little more lighthearted, and it's sung. So it's in the R&B style, and what's really, really really cool about this is that it's the instrumental features a musical instrument that really sometimes doesn't get enough love in hip-hop, R&B, and other urban music genres. Features a ukulele. So let's check this out now. Bottom Dollar by Pride, formerly known as D Pride.
Well, hello and hi there. Never knew you were weird like me. Thought I was the only one. Now it seems like I'm not that lonely. Can't believe your boy don't understand you. And it seems like you don't love it. And I think we have more in common, so think twice. We could be like Cosmo and Wanda. Music and lyrics under these blankets and covers. We could be like waffles and syrup. So take my hand today. We can make now until last week and turn you in here to you and me. So I'll take you to a place where you don't have to think of me. Breaking your head, ever you want. Oh, it won't cost you a day. Love don't got no price at all. If you need me, you can bet your bottom dollar.
You've been overly hurt, 'cause I'm always there to try to make you know what you're worth. A young lady that's amazing and you're perfect, I tell it. From that cute poking bottom to them perky-ish melons, and you're a felon. That smile is better than fresh pancakes. I can't believe you and your stupid mandate. I know I'm saying everything too weird and really fast-paced, but I just wanna cuddle your butt and give you my last name. Yeah, 'cause every day I give you love as a deposit. I don't need $1 million, just some cash up in my wallet to keep you up in my heart. You're scrumptious, I need a bite. Let's sit and watch Superbad, eating noodles and sticky rice. And I care about everybody, we'll be out on our way. You're the apple of my day, the juice to my Minute Maid. With that makeup on your face, I can tell that you try. And ain't no other man better than I
take you to a place where you don't have to think.
You don't have to think.
We can go wherever you want. It won't cost you a dent. Love don't got no price at all. If you need me, you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there.
Tell me all the things that made you pissed. Am I really sprung? Well, a little bit. So if you're down, you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there.
That was Pride, formerly known as D Pride, with the 2012 song Bottom Dollar, back when he was still known as D-Pride. Something very fun, very lovey-dovey, and it's the sort of song that if you have the skill, you can maybe grab your guitar and serenade that special someone with. So again, very versatile artist, very talented. You should definitely check out some more of his music. You can find him on all the social media sites. Go ahead and check out Pride. Support Canadian artists. So the next song that I have is from South Korea once again, and it's by Korean girl group Rainbow, and it's their latest single called Woo. Now, this song is within the within a similar vein to 17's Mansae, in the sense that they found that boy that they like, and they just saying everything is kind of like they're just getting all flustered. And they just can't seem to keep them out of their heads. And everything, every time they think about it, woo, it's that sort of song. So very interesting, very fun, and very, very catchy, I will say. Here's a little fun fact about the group. They are called Rainbow. And coincidentally enough, there's 7 members of the group, which conveniently allows them to each be assigned a color of the rainbow, according to, of course, the order of Roy G. Biv. So again, that's Rainbow with Woo. Coming up next. That was Rainbow with Woo! Something very upbeat, lighthearted, and just such fun, so catchy. Again, it's in terms of musicality, if we are going to look deeply into the music production aspects of it, into the genre, into the whole revolutionary aspects of it, the thing is that this sort of song, it's really not groundbreaking, but they executed it so well, and it's, again, just such a catchy song. It's hard not to smile when you're listening to it and maybe dance along just a little bit. So that will actually take us to the end of the show for this week. So coming up next is your weekly arts report. They got some more cool content for you. And to play us out, I have one last song from the Asian music world, and it's by the Taiwanese independent rock band Soda Green from their newest album Winter Endless. Now the song in Mandarin is called Qiang Wai, the Fengjing, which translates literally into the scenery beyond the wall. Otherwise, they just called the song Beyond the Wall. And it's a song about, once again, it's about love, but they address it in a more abstract way. They talk about how sometimes people put up walls around themselves, how they seem to long for some sort of inkling of what the outside looks like. And in the end, that's just, they're talking about closing off your heart because you're afraid of getting hurt. In the end, you're only keeping yourself in darkness. If you're willing to scale the walls, or even better, break down the walls, then you can go beyond that and learn more about love, more about how you are as a person. So that is something very, very cool. One of the best rock bands in Taiwan, who, coincidentally enough, are probably one of the only groups who have managed to remain indie for the entirety of their career, which has been very long and fruitful. So that will play us out. Tune, and if you have a request for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and you want to share your opinion, I am always looking forward to hearing from you. Send it over my way at asianwave101@gmail.com. Once again, Soda Green to play us out. This has been Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon live on CITR 101.9 FM from our beautiful studio on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Until next time, take care. Soda Green with Beyond the Wall to play us out. Take care. Hi.
We are your show hosts for this afternoon, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia here on the Vancouver campus from unceded Musqueam territory. On today's show, we'll be featuring two guests, but before we introduce our very first guest for this afternoon, I'm going to be doing a ticket giveaway for two different events. So please get your phones ready. The first pair of tickets is for an upcoming performance at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts on February the 13th, 8 p.m. So this Saturday evening,